Welcome to episode 25 of Nothing on the Radio, the podcast where we discuss the relevance of child brides in today's society and also Louis teaching his child the diversity of the F word.
What are you talking about?
So these are literally two things we talked about in the last episode.
Child brides?
Yeah. Remember that costume? The child bride costume?
Oh, no, I thought you meant like...
You always say, don't tell me what you're going to say. And then you question me every week when I say something.
That was so
I've done my research on our own show.
Okay, yes. Hello, everyone. Sorry that it's been a bit of a gap between episodes. That intro probably explains why that was. I said to Em, I'm like, hey, Em, just listen to stuff we did last week. Find something funny about it and then just say it. And I think she found the most serious thing she could talk about. What did you say, child brides? What was the other thing you said?
You, when you taught your own son how to say the F word in the car and he started saying it.
Did I actually tell you how now he's actually connected it with beeping the horn?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So I accidentally said...
How often do you beep the horn? I don't think I've ever beeped my horn.
I'm an aggressive driver. I beep my horn at least once every day when I'm driving. But when he was in the car and the lady or the bloke pulled in front of me, almost crashed, I beat my horn and went, fuck me. And then he went, fuck me. And I'm like, oh, well, stop this.
So how does, if he watches the Wiggles toot toot, chugga chugga, big red car.
fuck me. No, so we sort of forgot about it. And then only a couple of weeks back, we're leaving my mum and stepdad's place and driving the car. And I went, beep, beep, as we do. And he went, fuck me.
No.
Like, yes. And Megan went, but like, did he just say what we
just do that again?
And we went, just do it again. And went, beep, beep, went, fuck me. And I'm like, oh, no. And we're like, no naughty words. But now it's really weird. You're always waiting for him to say it because you go, no naughty words. He goes, no naughty words. Beep, beep. And you're like, beep, beep. Thinking he's just going to go, fuck me.
Fantastic.
So do you have anything to share with listeners?
Yeah, I do actually. It's a reason why we haven't done many shows lately. I think the medical term is I am up
dying.
Up the duff.
Oh, up the duff.
Pretty much, yeah.
You heard it here first. M is pregnant with a baby.
A human child baby.
Now, I think the question on all our listeners' lips is, do you know who the father is?
I'm pretty sure. No, I do, yes. My partner did.
Oh, yeah, there we go. That's an offensive thing to ask someone. Yeah, so, do you remember that show Maury Povich where there used to be ladies that would get on?
Yeah.
And it was like a talk show program, sort of like of Jerry Springer and
still going?
Oprah a little bit. I don't know, but was regularly he had episodes where he would bring on a lady and the bloke who she thought was a father and they'd do a DNA test and he would say, results show you are not the father, or you are the father. But there was ladies that were on episode after episode going, oh, I think it's him. I think it's this guy.
The same woman.
Yeah.
Oh.
Taking a long time to figure out, oh, man. Like, imagine going, oh, I had a lot of dudes, like, blow inside me in that month. A lot of dudes. And having to tell and you can imagine the producers just smiling, nodding, going, perfect.
Fantastic.
This is awesome television.
They probably set it up.
It's probably the producers running a train on this chick. So yes, you are pregnant.
Yes.
Are you gonna tell everyone the sex of the baby?
Well, when it's born, yeah.
What
you're saying.
What?
You think I'm going to be one of those people that raises it to be gender neutral?
Oh, I wasn't going to, but
okay.
That's a big possibility, I guess. Are they going to be non-binary?
Yeah, that's
fuck it. Jesus Christ. You shared something with me. Em shared this video, actually, a couple of weeks back of this couple. It seemed like this is where it gets really hard because they're non-binary, not even meant to say whether they're men or woman. She was obviously a woman with short hair, obviously, but she was classed herself as non-binary.
Well, she was breastfeeding, so.
Yeah, but I breastfeed. It's more for fun. It's for fun for both of us. It's a bonding thing.
For both of who?
Me and Megan. Oh. I breastfeed Megan. No, okay.
Explains a lot.
So there was this lady who was apparently non-binary and blah, blah, blah. And they were in one of those relationships where she's like, oh, I've got my husband. And then we've got our partner, you know, another non-binary person. It was fucking weird. But she was so excited that like, oh, my God, my daughter at 4-year-old said she was non-binary too. And it's just like, oh, fuck off. It's all for you.
Yeah. I don't really want to find out because I want a surprise, but I'm also not one to go paint the nursery blue or pink.
No, but that's silly as well.
But I would definitely be buying clothes that fit that gender.
I will definitely be buying clothes for the baby. That's good. It's a good one, Em.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, I'm going to quickly read something.
Okay.
No, you don't say anything because that'd be silly if you were actually to do something.
What?
Just take about? Over. I'm looking for something online.
Oh, I didn't know what you're doing. I thought you were just browsing Facebook or something. Yeah, so I've been a little bit ill the last few weeks and haven't really wanted to be here because I've just been throwing up every second and being in Louis's presence hasn't really helped. But I'm starting to feel better.
I'm just trying to find a list about pregnancy. I did have it. We're not very well organized. Things to know about.
She said you had it. It's like, I'll just leave that on my phone.
And then I looked up dining room tables and I lost interest. Okay, let's go. Here we go. So I guess because Em is, what do you say, 17 weeks pregnant?
Yeah, 17 today.
So the baby is the size of an otter baby. Is that what they said?
Oh, no, I don't know. I haven't
like
even,
a baby otter?
I haven't even looked at my app this week.
They definitely didn't say baby otter. Why did you not go... it's very interesting. Your baby at the moment is the size of a baby otter.
This app I have, it actually says, okay, so it compares your child to three things. It compares your baby to the size of a fruit, to the size of an animal, or to the size of a movie prop.
A movie prop?
Yeah.
What do you mean a movie prop? Why not just I'll bring a it thing?
Up. Let's just both get on it.
Hey, guys, can you hear me swiping up? Good podcast.
Swiping up? That's super like.
Oh, really?
I mean,
no,
I don't
know. Okay, so it's talking about 20 things that 20 things no one tells you about giving birth. So, Em, did you know your water doesn't break in the ceremonious splatter at your feet?
No, it definitely will.
No, apparently you can flow like you're peeing yourself.
Is this before or after the mucus plug comes out?
Oh, mucus plug? Oh, it's one of those words.
Something that I've learned about and I'm scared.
Like, is it like something you could catch? Is it like a like a physical object?
Oh, I thought you meant like a cold.
I've got mucus plug. Oh, poor Louis. No.
Ew.
Catch with your hand.
I don't know. I would imagine so. Mucus to me sounds thick.
You know, bears. Thick
and sticky.
Oh, thick and sticky. You know, bears, before they go into hibernation, eat like dirt and twigs and grass and that. So it clogs up their butt with like a big woody leafy plug.
That's what I feel like right now. Is that in the pregnancy list? Because it's happening.
Number two, you should be eating dirt, leaves and twigs.
Or at least feels like you have.
Oh, let's move away from, what do you call it, mucus plugs? Fuck me.
I bet it will come up. You watch.
Oh, there's so much stuff about water breaking.
Really?
You can't run around with your water broken or have sex once it does.
Run around?
Yeah.
I haven't run around in 17 weeks.
Oh, I was going to go for a run.
Fuck that.
Oh, you know, the perfect excuse. Oh, and I was just about to go for a run.
So when I first found out I was pregnant, I climbed to the top of Mount Tomori and I was like, I'm going to do this every 4 weeks until I have a baby. I have not done it since.
So did you do it once?
Yeah, I've done it once so far because I've been so fucking sick.
So fucking, such a dumb thing. You know what? Imagine me going, as soon as I found out Megan was pregnant, I thought, every week I'm going to run naked through the pub.
Didn't
and you? I did it once and I got tired, so I didn't do it again.
It was more just, we were going to do it anyway. And I was like, you know what? Let's do this every 4 weeks until I have the baby. And then.
So apparently, you can't. Have sex either once you've had your water broken.
Ever again?
No, I think you can.
That's it.
Imagine that. But imagine being with a bloke. Imagine being with a bloke and going, oh, my God, my water just broke. And he's just like, can we get one more fuck in? No. You sure? One more? Nah. Because apparently the baby can get infections from it.
Ew.
I mean...
Because the plug's coming out. Oh, this
chair is so squeaky. Yeah, it really is. Oh, the plug. God damn it.
Well, apparently the plug can come out a few weeks before sometimes even the baby comes.
Plug up your mouth with that dirty talk. Contractions. So your vagina is going to stretch big time.
10 centimetres.
So what is it now? That's a weird question.
A good 8. Teen.
It's going to get smaller.
Yeah, we actually have to shrink your vagina down.
They're going to put a funnel in there. We don't use this very often. It's actually a baby funnel. Because we've got such a large cervix, we actually need to make it smaller. The baby's just going to fall out. And it could die from the fall.
It's the slut slider. They only give it to sluts.
Imagine that. Such a slut. Let's put the funnel in. Put the funnel in. Put the funnel in this slut.
Might a dollar.
And you're just lying back going. Oh God, there's nothing interesting here.
Really?
Oh, okay. You know,
I don't even have to go to birthing classes after this.
No. You know, did I tell you about my birthing class? Megan and I, for Charlie, our first child, we signed up for them. We paid for them. And we went to the first one. And this is where, okay, hospitals, just off track a little bit, but whenever you go to a hospital, you tend to be sitting next to people you in life you usually wouldn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a big melting pot of every class of society.
Yes, I've heard this at those birthing classes. You'll be in there and be like,
oh. And we're in the birthing, but even just in the ER, you go to the ER right now, there's you, which is obviously massive fucking Darrow slut. Yeah. I need the slut filter thing.
Funnel.
Funnel. It's a funnel. It's a funnel, you jerk. Sluts are very sensitive about the funnel. So you go to the hospital and there's, and honestly, if we went there right now and I'd be like, I'm feeling really quick, blah, 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 and they sit me down. And there's some Darrow there and they're, oh, I feel really sick, but I'm going to go out for a smoke. And you're like...
You always see people, like, hooked up to drips and shit.
Yeah.
In their gowns out the front having, like, 14 cigarettes.
Yeah. With just after their lung got taken out.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I lost a lung and cut smoking in half.
So I found on that app, right?
No, shut up.
Okay.
No.
You tell me. Take control sometimes.
M, talk.
Do something.
Don't talk. M, tell me the news. Don't tell me the news. No. But shut up.
Surprised you don't turn my microphone on and off.
Okay, so with the birthing class.
Yep.
So we went to the first one, and most people seem fairly regular, but there was this sweaty Darrow couple down the front, and we were dressed pretty casually. But you know some people, they just dressed shit all the time. It's like... They, I don't know, but...
An Everlast hoodie and...
Yeah, I don't mind Everlast. I really love the Everlast hoodie. No, but they were like, and what happens, what's some things you're noticing that changes in your partner, blah, blah, blah. And most people are like, oh, a bit more tired, a bit this, but... And then this Darrow couple's like, oh, she's been really horny lately. Yes. And we're just like, ugh, like... No one wants to fucking hear that, you dirty cunts. It was.
I shouldn't say that.
You get out of here. But it was just like, oh God, no one wants to hear that. Actually, it's funny.
It's also a lie.
No, apparently it is. You know, some,
at what stage?
I don't know. Apparently, it is for some women. The hormones in the body go crazy, and they want to bang. But a mate of ours, John, recently had a baby. But at his birthing classes, they were talking about. These are the positions that most women will have babies in. And they showed all these positions and they were like, and what does everyone find common about this position? And this girl's like, oh, they all look like sex positions. And they're like, well, no, that's not the answer we're looking for. But this is what happens when you're dealing with the public like that.
Yeah.
But what happened, getting on to
this is what happens
story,
when you don't plan a baby, don't have private health insurance.
Nothing wrong with that.
And have to go through the public system.
But you know what? I'm telling all these guys, saying all these guys are Darrows and that, but... We didn't get to week two because Survivor, we got really into a series of Survivor and it was like the semi-final. So we missed that week and then the grand final was the next week. So we missed that one. Then we're like, oh, we can't go back. We've missed everything.
For Survivor.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. We really got into that season. Haven't since. Haven't before.
So you wouldn't have known anything about the plug, anything about...
Pretty good about, you know, allies and teams with Survivor, though. There's a guy that wore a business shirt everywhere. It was really out of place.
You and Megan wore, like, matching bandanas throughout the labor. And Got, like, those light... What are those things that they...
Tiki torch thing.
Yeah. Survivor themed talking, birth.
For some reason, this is, like, the third time we've talked about Survivor, I think. I don't...
Really?
It's definitely the second... It's definitely at least the second time.
I was in year six when the first season of that came out. It needs to die.
The worst thing is if someone is like, I tried to listen to these guys before, but they just kept talking about Survivor. I'll give it another go. Why are they talking about Survivor again?
And they tune it like they just scrape forward to a random bin. It's like, oh.
What are they talking about? Fucking Survivor? Okay, so you know that you'll probably will poo yourself during labor.
Yeah, I mean, I do that anyway, but...
But they hide it so you don't know.
Yeah, someone said that they just take it away and it's all discreet.
If they have to, they go, oh, and put it in their mouth. That's what I read.
Sometimes the baby can poo while it's in the womb and then it'll... Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's pretty... Yeah, we wouldn't want that to happen. It's, no. Yeah. Yeah, because when the baby poos in the womb, then everyone panics.
And they can, like, ingest it and something.
Yeah.
Because I've been watching One Born Every Minute.
It's the first meal. Is your baby on solids yet? Ate some poo.
Its own solids.
First thing it ever did was ate poo.
I have been watching, yeah, One Born Every Minute, and it's starting to really terrify me and give me anxiety, so I think I have to stop watching it.
Yeah, this is like, I swear to God, Megan does the same stuff. So you're watching this series, as you're pregnant, about people having bad pregnancies and losing children and stuff like that.
Yep.
I get home from work and Megan's watching Call the Midwife or something and it's just babies crying. And it's just like, why are you listening? Why are you watching a show where babies are constantly crying? This is fucking bizarre. Okay, so...
You drown out her own baby crying.
So, pregnancy. So, we've talked about number twos. The doctor, mate. Vacuum your baby out. You know, yeah, they can put a vacuum on the baby's head and pull it out.
I thought they put like tongs up there or something.
Not as much. You know Sylvester Stallone? Yeah. That's bad, Sylvester Stallone. You know how his face is a bit lopsided and he talks like that? It's because the forceps, when he was born, they grabbed onto his face and damaged one of his facial nerves.
No way.
That is serious. That's not even a joke.
Oh, I thought it was like a stroke or something.
Another fact about Sylvester Stallone, apparently I read online that he poos in the bathtub at a lot of hotels he stays at.
Why?
I don't know.
Something to do.
Yeah. Maybe he
pretends like he's in the womb again.
And eats it? Oh. That's so weird. Isn't it enough that Sylvester Stallone poos in bathtubs and you're like, maybe he smears it on himself and look, he's a baby.
My friends had a party once and days after the party, the bathroom stank, right? And they couldn't work out why.
Top shelf.
And it's because what? Oh, yeah, I know.
When you poo in the cistern.
Yeah. No, some drunk guy had sat on the edge of the bar thinking it was a toilet and taken a dump. But because it, like, stuck down the wall and you couldn't really see it unless you, like, stood over the bath and, like, looked right in, it sat in there for days before they found it.
Oh, that'd be yuck. But that's good.
Yeah.
I once was at a party when I must have been about 18 or 19 years old and I had to poo really bad. But I was embarrassed about pooing... like in a party because I did not know a lot of people there, didn't even know the homeowner and stuff like that. So I went out the front and there was a fig tree and I pooed in the legs of a fig tree.
Because that's heaps more acceptable.
This is Megan, it blows Megan's mind. And I'm like, that's a tree. We drive
Tell
past
it once a week.
We drive every time
is
we drive
Is a tree
past
like
it.
On fire? Like not on fire, but is it like going great guns now? It's really strong and...
It was fairly big beforehand. It was a big fig tree and I sort of hid in the legs, you know, in the roots of it.
Yeah.
And I cleaned up with a hanky and some notepad paper.
Oh.
It's good times.
Why do you have... what, not 18 or 19 year old carries a hanky?
It was in my car.
Same question.
Because I just did. Thank you.
Do you still carry a hanky?
No, because of my nose operation, I haven't had to as much.
Since you've taken to actually crapping in toilets.
So, what are you worried about? What are you worried? What embarrassing or is there anything you're worried about coming up to the pregnancy and the labour and and on.
No, I feel like I'm going to be in so much, like, apparently you're just in so much pain, you do not give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's, I'm not.
Without getting into any further, yes, you lose any sense of, what's it?
Self-worth.
No, when you're just like.
Dignity.
No,
surely.
When you don't care if people see you naked and stuff like that. But yeah. Are you going to do a maternity shoot?
Fuck no.
I would love to see like a video, like a, maybe you in like a paddock with like a nice flowing white dress with you like gently hugging your bump.
But like not even a dress. Sometimes it's just a shawl over your boobs and your tummy.
It's weird. They try to make it really sexual but not.
Yeah. And I don't look at like you can still be sexually attractive when you're pregnant but you don't. I know what you mean. Like they try to make it sexy.
Yeah, and what's weird, if you took away and not pregnant, it's just like, well, this is just sort of like softcore pornography in the paddock.
Yes, and it would be a fetish for some guys.
Oh yeah, there's definitely a fetish for pregnancy. Don't for pregnant
you,
girls.
Do you? Did you ever feel weird?
Might be I thought you were going to ask me about personal. My fetish. Do you love watching pregnancy porn? Yes.
Is there? I didn't even think about that.
There's definitely pregnancy. Yes, there is 100% pregnancy porn.
Imagine the funnels they'd have to use. Could
what,
you?
What, reverse funnel to get it?
No, I just meant because they're sluts. Funnels to have.
Oh, me. I thought you meant like a special funnel so the guy could have sex with them.
No, but what I was going to say is do you ever feel weird? I don't know if this is too personal. Having sex if like there's a big, you see the big tummy there and you're like, my child's in there.
Without getting too much into Megan and I's direct sex life, I'll just say that it was never really something that came about. Megan was probably lucky that she was not overly large when she was pregnant.
Yeah.
So it wasn't something that – but it's one of those – I'm not – like Megan's going to be listening to this going – I can just see her sitting in a car in a few days from now going, you fucking watch what you say,
sorry,
Lewis Riley.
I shouldn't have asked the question. Because how else could you answer? It's not like you've had sex with another – oh, maybe you have. I don't know.
Constantly. That's my fetish.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I don't know. I don't think blokes – if you're in a relationship with that person, you know what? I think it would be stranger if you were sleeping with someone with a big pregnant belly and it wasn't your baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just feels like –
well, not that you knew of.
What do you mean not you knew of?
Like you thought – maybe you thought it was your baby, but it's not your baby.
Oh, is this what's going to happen with Dan?
No.
Poor fucking Dan.
I know.
So you're going to get a maternity shoot and it's just going to be you like naked in a paddock on all fours. That's
exactly what I said I'm not going to do. So thanks for that.
And all fours with like something painted on your belly to make it look like
oh, yeah, like a sunflower or something.
Yeah. Or I've seen like basketballs and stuff like that. Really funny stuff. Look, there's probably people listening who have done maternity shoots.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, I have never found them nice. And even the one where you're like, oh, no, but it's just a nice photo of my husband behind me, hug my belly. Nah, it's shit.
There's some pretty awful ones.
And as a nice, nah, they're shit.
There's some pretty awful ones, like, online. I think I've sent some to you before where it's, like, in America and they're all, like, holding, like, guns rifles and stuff.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Another question from a listener is what was the position the baby was conceived in?
I'm pretty sure I know.
The jackhammer, wasn't it?
What's that?
Em's pretending she doesn't know what the jackhammer position is, even though her nickname is Emily Jackhammer Haig. The jackhammer is where, like, imagine you're lying on your back, the girl is, and then you try to, like, kick your legs up over behind your shoulders. So you're sort of propped up on your shoulders with your anus. And,
oh, I see where this is going.
And then the guy, you know, imagine like jackhammering down.
Oh, yeah.
Also, like you can sort of drop your penis in rather than. Apparently, it's good because of the gravity.
Yeah. Well, actually, technically, I think the way that I got pregnant was the way that gravity doesn't work because it was him sitting and me.
I didn't think
I can't believe we're talking about.
I simply asked you this to bring up the jackhammer thing. At no point was I like, Em, please tell everyone the sex position.
Well, when you're not trying to get pregnant and then you really look back and do the math of like, when the fuck did this happen?
Then you did the math.
Well, double, minus 2 weeks.
I went and back to the videos.
And you know what I mean.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Let's move on from that.
So apparently my baby this week is the size of an onion. Fruit, well, it says fruit.
What sort of
an onion isn't a fruit. Oh,
that's it. That's a, there's, if you, maybe they're trying to get you to eat an onion.
Okay, so.
It's just going, fruit, your baby's the size of an onion. Have you thought about eating an onion on its own? And all the creators are going, we're going to get these pregnant ladies eating onions in a second.
Well, the movie and TV prop that my baby's the size of this week is Clark Kent's glasses.
This is fucking, what do you mean?
And if you're looking for something that my baby's the size of in 80s or 90s nostalgia, it's a Pop-Tart.
This is, that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen. You wanted to talk about, we're sort of, yeah, let's move on from.
Yeah.
What are you talking, you want to talk about party food for some reason.
Yeah, I went to a party, well, a Christmas party last Sunday.
Yeah.
And then I don't know whether it was the nausea or it's just because I ate so much food. And I just tend to overeat. And you know the food that's always at parties, like
sausage rolls and pies. And
yeah,
but are you talking about kids' parties, party sauce?
A bit of both, like your fairy bread and stuff like that. But it's stuff that you don't, like, you wouldn't just come home and be like, I'm going to make some fairy bread. It's only ever at parties. Like, why can't we eat it outside of parties?
Well, it's not very good.
Potato salad?
Yeah, I eat potato salad outside of parties.
Really? I've only ever eaten it at parties.
I fucking made you potato salad here a couple of months back. You're like, well, this
that
is wasn't good.
A, that was like a warm, that was like a
warm potato salad.
See, I used your potato salad
is this,
with like.
Sorry, did you write this down so we can talk about food? Because this is fucking terrible. I swear, I try to give Em just, I'm like, let's see what Em can do this week. And then she's like, what's the deal with potato salad? Is that what you got? Are you hoping that you're like, I'll just talk about party food and Louie will talk about how he fucks some dog at a party?
Well, did you?
No, I've never fucked a dog at a party. It's rude.
No, because we were talking about it last, because we were supposed to do this last week.
Yeah, but I still don't know where we're going with it.
Just,
you know,
we're talking.
Party food. We're talking about party food. I haven't heard something funny yet.
Fine, let's do one of your topics.
Oh, great. Now Em's got the shits. She's got her pregnancy hormones going down. Okay. Okay, one of my topics. Rapey guys. Yeah.
See, I'm trying to create
a family
orientated podcast.
No one's going, kids, you listen to this part, they're talking about fairy bread. Oh, Louis said rape. Okay, so rapey. What I want to talk about is Rapey Vibes, because I guess.
Sounds like a good band name.
Rapey Vibes. Sounds like a terrible band name.
Huh. I'll agree to disagree then.
Louis Riley and the Rapey Vibes.
That's what we all say about you.
I'm worried about rape. No. So I was talking to someone from my old work about someone that we worked with and stuff like that. And it was sort of weird because I was like, oh, he's a bit of a strange bloke. And they're like, he was totally rapist. And I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, he would do this and do this. And it was like, he was weird with me, but he was never like that. And they're like, yep, nah.
Because you're not a chick.
Yeah, and I guess, I don't know. Like, and then we've talked about it, how you like, and you mentioned someone else, we won't go into details, but like, yep, really popular bloke.
Yep.
Lots of guys love him. All the girls are like, oh, he is a
yes,
fucking
yes, and you'll talk
freak.
To every girl and every girl will say the same thing.
But
all the guys are just like, oh, hey, he's a massive old mate.
Yeah, I think I still can't imagine, I guess it's getting into crazy territory. Like talking about actual, not just rapey vibes, like rapists. I guess they probably are. Guys are like, no, he's a pretty normal dude. And they're like, he raped 50 people. And you're like, oh, right.
Like how people.
Still, good dude.
Like,
good to have a beer with.
Tony Abbott just went to visit his old mate, pedophile friend in jail. And you're like, how can you still be friends with someone like that?
Oh, Cardinal Pell.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's a man of God. And he's done some great things.
Who, Abbott or?
Everyone. I'm just trying to work you out. What have you ever had much like creepy behavior at work?
Yeah, but it's more from me when I have too many drinks at the Christmas party.
Double standards.
I know. So, it's probably a good thing I'm pregnant this year because I've only been at my new work for like 3 months.
Otherwise, I'd probably get pregnant again.
Because our Christmas party is actually next weekend and I could just, it'd just be the kind of thing I'd write myself off at. And there's like going to be 35 psychologists and psychiatrists there. And it's just going to be like, I'm going to be judged big time. Maybe diagnosed. Who knows?
But you haven't had a situation where you're like, oh, this is just weird.
What? Where someone else is weird?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But what is it generally? Is it like, because this is where, when I was talking to this chick from my old work, I was like, that's weird and it is creepy, but it's nothing that you can like, you couldn't fire someone over it. You know what I mean?
But it was all that like, I remember an old, like when I was 18 or 19, an old boss would come up behind you all the time and just like rub your shoulders and stuff like that. And that was...
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what you girls are complaining about.
Just be like, oh, and like looking at your emails and just put his hands on your shoulders. And it was just completely unnecessary.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And it was just stuff like that. But guys would never see that. Or maybe he was just a nice guy to give you a shoulder.
But you know what? I think maybe they're careful because I think if I was in a room with a lady that I worked with and a bloke came up and started giving me a shoulder massage, I would be like, I wouldn't straight up say, hey, don't do that, because everyone's got different relationships at work as well. Yeah. I think this is another thing. I think some blokes must see, just say they see me and they see me having a laugh with someone I work with. Maybe it's a girl and maybe we hug when we see each other or whatever it is, even though I'm not a real huggy person, but just say he sees that. Maybe then he assumes, oh, I can just do that too.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Rather than going, well, that's the relationship that they have. I probably can't just go and do that. I think that's a problem with some blokes. They like, and it's not just, they'll go into workplace and be like, oh, this bloke is a prick to everyone and they all laugh. I'm going to be a prick to everyone too and see if they all laugh too.
Yeah.
And, oh, this guy hugs her all the time and they always have a cheeky laugh about something. I'm going to try and do that too.
Do you have a work wife? You know how the people talk about their work wives and work husbands?
Oh, I don't
know. Do you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I guess so. But now Julie's going to get all up, all like, oh.
Is Julie your work wife?
Oh, probably. She's going to listen to this now and get all.
She's lovely.
Oh, I guess so. Because, like, we share, like, an office space and she's the one I sort of talk to a lot about work-related.
Do you pass wind at work? Are you that comfortable with your work wife?
No, I don't pass wind at work. I try not to. Oh, unless I'm in the warehouse, I do pass wind in there.
Yeah.
And in my car. My car permanently smells like fart. My brother got in it hours after I'd farted. And he went, it smells like fart in here. I'm like, yeah, I know, all the time.
Do you notice if you get McDonald's, like, and you take it back to your house and then you get back into your car, like, a couple hours later, it just smells like fart?
Well, if you farted. No one else?
Oh, it wasn't farting.
You ever notice you do a fart? Get McDonald's, go home, get back in your car, it smells like fart. What's McDonald's got to do with that? Just, you know?
Just a trip.
Just what happened that time. You know what?
You'll notice it now.
So look, Julie at work, settle down. I know she's going to get drunk at the Christmas party tomorrow and she's like, last Christmas party, she's like, Glenn, you're Louie's friend and Megan, his wife, she's my friend. She's going to get all excited here. Let's talk about McDonald's.
Mm.
I was at a McDonald's the other day and bloke walked in.
Coffee, 6 sugars.
No, I've gone down to 1 sugar now.
What?
Yeah, coffee, 1 sugar, but that's not interesting. So, what? Louis, tell us more about your coffee choices. Lactose-free milk, 1 coffee, 1 sugar. But no, and this bloke's walked in, and you know how you got the McDonald's actually has a touchscreen ordering system now?
Mm.
Now, most of the time you get left on your own, and if you need help, you go up and they help. But this guy's walked in, and I'm sort of sitting there, and this McDonald's employee's walked up and gone, oh, hi, sir. How are you going today? Oh, good. Would you like help ordering or would you like to do it yourself? And the guy's like, oh, yeah, you could do it for me. And you could see the guy being like, didn't expect that. Thought I was just going to say that and walk away. He's like, yeah, okay, no worries. And sort of ordered it.
Your $4 an hour.
And I was like, at this point, I was like, oh, okay, now this is fair enough. He may have been asked to do this. But then the guy's sitting down eating and then he's come up to him and gone, hey, sir, is everything good today? And I was like, what are you fucking doing? Like
it was a restaurant.
Yeah, and the guy's like, yeah, it's good. And then he's finished up. He's like, how was it? And he's like, oh, it's good, thanks. Need anything else? No, no, I'm fine. Anything else, just let me know. It's just like...
Is he looking for a tip?
I don't know. I thought he might have been like a little bit disabled.
Oh, okay.
Yep. But no, but this is where it's weird. I was like, is he disabled? This is behavior from someone who's disabled. Autistic. Maybe, but he didn't come... It was just... It was like... I felt like...
In a parallel universe.
I felt like he got caught out when he's like, oh, fuck, I've agreed to help this guy on the screen.
So I had to keep asking
him. And couldn't just go, well, I've done my job here. He's just like, well, better carry on with it.
So do they just walk around the shop and like...
This is... Yeah, he just kept coming back to this guy. And didn't ask me.
Really?
I've got food all over my face.
Maybe they were
pants
like-
are falling down. What? No, nothing that happened. But it was just strange. And it was just like... And I remember I'm sitting there thinking, I find this so strange that he's offering this bloke good, really good service. Where I'm like, I wanted to go, mate, just fucking leave him alone.
But was he like, leave me alone, or was he quite happy to, he seemed quite happy to take it on?
No, this guy was strange as well. No, this guy was strange as well.
Maybe it was all an act from both of them.
I know they were brothers. It was just a weird thing they're doing to freak out people around them in a really weird way. He was wearing headphones, but full over the head headphones.
The customer?
Yeah. In McDonald's, but it was...
You know, that's something that autistic people do, right?
But this is the customer.
I know, but you're saying they could be like...
Both of the, oh, my
something
God.
Because of, like, noise.
Two autistic canceling. People ran into each other and they didn't know how to handle the social situation.
The
up.
World literally imploded on
and
itself.
And they just looked at each other and were like, I don't know if this is correct or not, but I'm just going to go with it. And they both were like, well, I had a good interaction today. What happened? Guy at McDonald's fed me. Fed me my chips.
Imagine, like, cutting up his burger with a knife and fork.
And they're both going, I think this is normal. I can't really tell. I'm not good in social situations, but he's enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. I have to come in more often.
You're just sitting there watching.
If there's any autistic people listening to this, they're like, no, this is not how.
I think it is.
They're going, this is not what happens when we run into each other. Do they have a special handshake?
I think so.
They don't.
Sometimes I wonder if you're on the spectrum.
You missed that joke. God damn it.
I just...
I said they have a special handshake. They don't. They don't handshake. Doesn't matter. And I probably would be on the spectrum.
Did you just come up with that?
Yeah. Yeah. Funnily enough, I've got a pretty good sense of humour. Very witty. Quick-witted, people would say.
Yeah.
Fuck-witted. No, I think I'm on the spectrum. I think at times just with... I think it's...
The ice tray thing.
I'll fucking bring it up again. Once
you
again,
already have.
This is the third time. This is another person listening going, fuck, I hope Lou doesn't talk about his ice tray again. Survivor and ice trays. That's all these fucking idiots talk about. Oh, now they're making fun of my autism. Great. Skipping back. Hope they don't talk about rapists. Oh, great.
Mucus plugs.
Oh, yuck. Like, all I can imagine is you going, it's like a thump and like this plug going, and going, oh my
God. I hope it happens
plug.
When I'm recording your show.
Can you put it back in, like a bath plug?
I'll let you know.
Does it make, when it comes out, does it make the, you know, like an emptying bathtub? I'd assume it would. You sometimes hear that. If you're really quiet in the maternity wards, you can hear, you're like, who let the water out of the bath?
No, because the mucus plug's the first thing that comes out. It'll happen when I'm literally walking down the street.
I think the dick comes out first. Oh. Bazinga. What are we talking about? Talking about rape. We're talking about rape. It's a lovely word. I think rape is also a very sharp word. If it was like...
Rape. Somewhere else then.
If it was because the P is very sharp.
Rape.
Yeah.
You like
it? It's a word that a lot of people don't like.
This filter, this pop filter, isn't really.
It's really making the P pop. Oh, Dan's car got broken into.
Yeah, like two nights ago. I'm not convinced he didn't leave it open, so...
Yeah, this is... You're like, oh, Dan's car got broken into. And I'm like, oh, that sucks.
Well, what I meant was Dan's car got opened.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, and his wallet got stolen. I'm like, wait, what time? What? And you're like, yeah, Dan left his wallet in his car.
Leaves his wallet. I shouldn't be saying this because now everyone's going to be taking his
hanging at your house. Has he left his wallet in there? I think so.
Probably.
And he deals with cash a lot for some reason. Yes, like a wog.
Like a tradie. Well, yeah. Tradie wog.
But you're like, yeah, he left his wallet. And I'm like, what do you mean he got stolen? Oh, he leaves his wallet in his car. It's like, well, that's fucking ridiculous. And it was like, it's full of cash,
too. Yeah, I think it's too soon for I told you so's, but I'll bring it up eventually.
Just if you, I don't know if he listens to the show, does he?
Yeah. Oh,
too busy watching Mrs. Brown's Boys or something like that. No, but okay, so Dan's car got, and as the police said, they didn't see any sign of forced entry, so Dan's car got opened and someone took the wallet out.
Yeah, and the iPad.
Which is, you know when you think, oh, he was asking for it? He was fucking asking for it.
Yeah. They left about $74,000 worth of coins, though, that he has spread throughout his car. So that was nice.
Scrooge McDuck. Did he dive through them?
When I first met him, he used to live in live with his house, this guy, and they used to call their house, well, everyone else used to call it the coin house. Fucking coins everywhere. And even now,
Wait. I'm like, well, they call it the mint. No, the coin house.
Coiny.
That's so...
The mint. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, no shit, it's a good one. You know what they called it? You know what a place that makes coins? Coin house. Oh, not the mint? Well, that's even better.
I'll bring it up next time.
You know where snakes live? Pits. What do guys' penises called? Snake sometimes. What should we call the house? Snake jar. What about snake pit? Even better.
I never thought about the mint thing. I like it.
Okay.
Anyway, so he leaves coins everywhere he goes. And I can't wash anything or every time he puts something in the wash, it has coins in it. It's ridiculous.
Everything.
Well, it's like he thinks that coins aren't currency. And once you get a coin back, like that's it. You just throw that away. And the only form of money is notes.
As a kid, did you ever put coins in your mouth?
No.
It's a bad habit. I used to do it. I don't know why. Then
they're filthy.
I know. Mum's like, don't do that. And I was like, oh, okay. And then later I'm like, oh, yuck. People put coins in their bum.
Explains a lot.
Yeah, I know. That's why I've got all those cold sores on my mouth and my bum. Do you get cold sores on your bum?
I get pimples.
I have a hemorrhoid leaking out of my ass right now. Oh, thanks, Em. Tell us more.
You literally just talked about warts.
You told me to be more open. I have warts on my vulva. You wanted me to be open about these things.
Whoa.
I hate this.
Em's told like, you that in secrecy.
Em's like, you tell me to talk more. And it's like, yeah, good stuff. Em's like, guess what I had for breakfast? Cornflakes.
Oh, my God. I did.
I wanted to just lean over and turn your microphone off.
So that's one of the only things I can stomach right now.
You seem to smash that Chinese food tonight.
Yeah.
That and Chinese food.
Later it will come.
Okay, so what do you think is a fair punishment for theft?
Oh, like stealing a wallet or like stealing a diamond? It's different. I mean, breaking and entering into a house is a whole different category.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's say what the guys did for Dan. Because not only did they steal his wallet.
What
they
did for him.
They stole his wallet and then they took taxis all around town with his credit card, going to 7-Eleven. Were they getting money out or no? They were just buying
random things. And like one after the other. So we think there was a few guys because I thought that one would go in, use the card, buy $100 worth of stuff, give it to another guy. He'd go in, buy $100 worth of stuff. Yeah.
I just don't know what you'd buy at 7-Eleven that many times.
Just heaps of fucking Kit Kats.
Kats are pretty good.
Iced coffees.
But that's still a lot.
You're up at 2 o'clock in the morning. You need something to keep you going. Phone credit. Can you get phone credit?
I think ice keeps a lot of these guys going. Oh. Smokes would be a good one, actually. Yeah,
probably just heaps of cigarettes.
But what would you, like, what would be a fair, let's not talk about how many years in prison. Let's say there was no prisons, right?
Yeah.
And you were like, well, this is what you're going to get. You stole this bloke's wallet and then, stole his wallet with the money in it, the cash, and then they used it a bunch of times.
I reckon they should have to come over and paint our house or something.
That's pretty good, actually.
Thank you. Really thought about this.
Thank you very much.
I should be a fucking judge. Because so it's something that you really don't want to do. It's something you have to pay for. It's something that's a pain in the ass and they have to like...
I don't mind that idea, but would you trust two blokes then? You know what? They came back to paint my house. They fucking robbed me again. I never saw it coming. Really? Seems like a pretty obvious thing would happen. Not for me. Let him into my house.
Supervised house fighting. I don't
know. So you reckon some sort of, you know what, for that, yep, some sort of manual labour to help out the victim. And
for the inconvenience, like he had heaps of like hundreds of dollars worth of cash in his wallet because, once again, tradie.
Yeah.
All of his cards that they used, iPad, like just the inconvenience of having to go get a new licence and shit, cancel all your cards, I think it seems pretty.
Okay, so let's step it up.
What about you?
Oh, no, I was going to talk about another crime. Oh, no, I agree with that. I think that's a good one. I think that theft, or you know what? I think there could be an option going, okay, so you stole $500 worth of stuff from them. They get to come to your house and smash up all your shit.
Yeah.
And you know what? If they were like, I don't have much stuff, you go, well, they can knock some teeth out.
I would trade the house painting for just getting to take one swift shot at their head with a cricket bat.
That could kill them, though.
Mm.
That feels like
I'm willing to take that risk.
You've jumped up. You've gone from something reasonable to like maybe I'll just kill them because now you've gone. But nowhere.
If someone told me you can paint a whole house or cop one hit to the head,
that is ridiculous. You imagine someone right going. Okay,
they're obviously lazy. They're not going to get jobs.
So you go. Actually, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to get the cricket bat, and you go around to their house, and they wind up run from 10 meters away. Smash you in the temple with a cricket bat, and you're like, oh, better than painting a house.
Yeah.
It's your fucking brain damage for the rest of your life.
Don't you ever hear house painters being like,
brain damaged?
No, I'd much rather a bat to the head rather.
Bat to head than do me job. Get paid for it. Okay, so, but the thing is, the problem is now you've left yourself nowhere for murderers and rapists. Well, they get the bat too.
Oh, no, that would be murderers and rapists.
What do you reckon's worse? Then this is like a genuine, like, do you think, oh, I guess it's an individual case. I think that murder more often has, it's so weird because murder is you're dead, you're done. But
it's the people around you that suffer.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is though is that murder, you can often make up a reason for it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I murdered her because of this. I murdered him because of this. But when it comes to rape, it's just like, I raped him. Why?
Wanted to rape.
I was in a rapey mood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things where it's like...
But there are people out there that have murdered in the past just because they like murdering.
Yeah, 100%. But I think it's one of those things where I feel like murder can be understood and even forgiven more than what sexual assaults can be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that person's then scarred probably physically and mentally for life.
No, 100% they are, but better than... But this is people going, I'm fucking...
Better than being dead.
I'm literally just running through a minefield now. And eyes closed, hands in the air going, keep me fingers crossed. Don't fuck up here.
Waiting for you to drop the end, but then, to be quite honest.
And what if it was a black person who did the raping?
Oh, God.
No. But I mean, like, is it worse? Oh, I can't say. I'm going to say, like, I guess it comes down to is it worse being dead or having that on your conscience?
Like doing it or?
Yeah, no, well, having it done to you.
Having it done to you.
You know, dead or being a victim. You know, this is where this is probably not a good conversation to get into. But let's go back to
I'm going to be
crime.
A mother soon, Louis.
As a mother. No, but as a, so what? See, this is where you've already gone smack him in the head with a cricket bat because that feels like...
Have you ever had a crime done to you? Like, have you ever had someone...
Well, we got broken into, which I've talked about at the snake pit. So my car got broken into.
What would you do to those people? What's your punishment?
Well, I thought he was going to get punished and then some social worker came out and went, don't punish him. But if we caught the bloke and it was the same bloke who robbed us like four times, he had sweet FA. He had nothing. You know what? I would be like, okay, so how's he getting paid at the moment? He's on Centrelink. Rightio, I want him to go on the cards so he doesn't actually get cash. He just can only buy groceries.
Yep.
And you'd be like, really? Like, yep. Because that for him would be like, this is fucked.
Yep.
Can't buy smoke. Can't buy
alcohol.
And you go, you know what? I'm not taking anything away from him. He can still live in
his
house.
Money. Yep.
He can still eat food. He can still live.
Rape.
He can still go out raping.
Yeah.
Imagine
his heart's content.
We've said rape a lot in this episode.
I think I'm going to go back and count.
It's a lot. I reckon it's 15 times.
I think you said it a lot.
So, yeah, maybe that. And you watch them go, this is fucked. Yeah. And that, and giving them the basic life. You know what I mean?
Like, I thought that was the thing anyway. I thought that's what people...
No, they're slowly working it into some, I think, communities, but only certain people within those communities. And that, it's not just regular people on the dole go, oh, no, you don't actually don't get money. You just get a card.
Mm.
It's certain people who have seen to have maybe abused the system or... can't seem to handle their dole payments where they're always going, I need more, I need more. And they're like, obviously you're spending on stuff you shouldn't.
Mm.
It's a double-edged sword because apparently the problem is they go and then crime goes up because then they can't spend cash and blah, blah, blah. But I don't think we're the podcast to talk about this. No. I don't think we have any right to talk about it.
I tuned out a while ago.
You were talking about your Tyler.
Yeah.
This is so weird. So you're getting your bathroom fixed up.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's did he tell you he was deaf or what did he?
No,
what
did it took me a few days to work it out, and then he kind of told me. He's like, he's almost like completely deaf, and he's like, I would say good morning to him, or I'd ask him a question, and instead of going, excuse me, or huh, or what did you say, he would just stare at me, as if like.
But this is crazy. Then you're like, and then you were sitting in your lounge room because you had work a little bit later on.
Yeah.
And he started blaring the radio.
Yeah, like from a room away. Like he could see me on the lounge.
So he can hear at like.
I mean, he had the radio at full bore. He must be able to hear something.
I guess hearing, yeah, and all hearing loss is a little bit different, I guess. Yeah, yeah. So.
But he even said to me after a few days, he's like, oh, sorry, I'm pretty much deaf. I just don't wear my hearing aids. I'm like, that would piss me off. Like, Daniel is not deaf, but he just has really bad hearing, I guess, from being a tradie.
Yeah.
And that pisses me off enough. I have to say everything twice.
Yeah, but, okay, I'll say this about hearing aids, and I've talked to a few people regarding this, actually a bit recently. Hearing aids can be frustrating because it's not like our hearing.
Mm.
It's like they can hear things that they usually wouldn't hear and tones they usually wouldn't. So a friend of ours, John, again, actually was telling me his dad used to work. He works in like an industrial sort of warehouse, not a warehouse, like a workshop situation. And he would not wear them because he would hear everything in the workshop and he couldn't have conversations and that.
But then maybe you'd wear them to work where you're going to be having conversations with people and listening to a radio at like
I reckon so he probably
halfway down the street can hear it.
I reckon the first day he probably would have worn them and then he'd listened to you for 5 minutes and went,
fuck this.
Pulled them out, chucked them in the bin.
Yeah.
When is this?
Daniel was away too.
He looked at
Dan
and went, oh, fuck, man, you do this every day? And he went, what? Excuse me? And then you just started yelling, hello, I am Emily. Sorry, I've got bad hearing. What? But he's
one of those really old school guys that like he would like Daniel had left for the week for work.
Yeah.
And so the only person he had to ask questions to was me. But I don't think he trusted my answers. Like I didn't quite know what I was talking about. So he would like.
Do you want a toilet in here? What about like an Asian style hole in the floor? Is that something we do? Like a squatting one?
How good are those?
Oh, no, I've. They're better for you.
Yeah, well, that's what they do them.
I don't think that's what it's just how it is.
No.
Apparently, squatting on the floor really opens up your anus and your bowels.
Because you're not supposed to actually sit when you're taking a dump.
It just falls out of you.
Mm, like
your baby's
birth.
Going to, out of the funnel, out the slut funnel. I think it's slut funnel we can probably call it.
What?
I don't think we can, because we're at time.
All right, good, because I really got to pee.
Let's keep this going a little bit longer. Starts pissing. Oh, Louie, I'm pissing. Sorry, everyone.
I wish I could take the mic in the toilet with me.
Oh, lying. Louie, I've got to piss. And you go to the toilet, you're obviously doing your shit.
Do you want to come into the labor room and labor room?
I thought you were going to say, do you want to come to the toilet? I'm like, not particularly. Don't know what I'm going to get out of this.
Let's do a show from the birthing suite.
You wait. You have this, when you go and have this baby and you go into the birthing suite, it is just awkward. There's no... For the blokes, you're like, oh, can I help you anywhere? And they're sort of like... And I feel like the midwives and that like are like, yes, sir, we know you're here, but this is not about you. And you're like, okay. And then you're just like sort of there and you're doing things and you're not helping. And
you know what? I'm actually really worried because Daniel's gone to give blood like 2 or 3 times and every time he's passed out, he's fainted because of the needle or from the sight of blood. So how do you think he's going to go during... birth.
He'll probably pass out.
Yeah.
Just as long as you just don't want to stay down the business end. You just want to stay away from that. That's all I would
recommend. I want a giant mirror so I can look.
You want a small mirror so you can be directed towards you.
Just not a just wall of mirror.
Can I please get taken to the mirror room? Dan's going, no! Passes out just at the thought of it. Dan's already passed out. Drag him to the mirror room.
I'm actually thinking about having someone come in and taking some photos.
You know that exists.
I know. I'm not joking.
On that note, I think that'll probably end the podcast. And want someone to take photos of her bloody vagina with probably baby feces smeared all over it. And that's fine.
And mucus plug.
And you know what? Oh, I don't like maternity shoots. They look shit. What about a photo during pregnancy when you are literally have your vagina during labor when your vagina is out, there's a baby head popping out of it, Dan's passed out, mirrors everywhere. Yep. I'll get a dozen.
I have them done in black and white, Louis. I'm not an animal. Jesus.
That would be it would look like Holocaust photos.
That's what I'm going for.
Okay. I think once we talk about the Holocaust we'll probably hit our limit on what we should be talking about. Thanks for waiting around, if they are. Probably not. Probably it's lost half our listeners. But keep listening, guys. We think we're going to do our own music.
Yeah.
We'll play around with something. Remember, if you want stickers and magnets, just hit us up. I've got like so many still. I put it on the guy's car that asked him the other day. Still on there. But I know if you want them, just let us know. And we haven't got T-shirts yet, but we will get them eventually. But you got to ask for them. We want people going, hey, Louis, I'd love a T-shirt. Because I don't want to have 20 T-shirts in my drawers going, oh, what's this, Dad? And I'm like, well, I did a podcast once, but no one wanted the T-shirts.
Actually, I have a friend in Sydney who wants some stuff, so.
Well, here we go. We're not posting them down. You can come and get them.
Jesus, okay.
They can pay for postage. And the shirt. Can we charge him? No, we're going down the wrong track. All right, I'm gone, guys. Are you going to hang around him or are you going to go too?
I really need to pee.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.